it seems an age since we played the last game. You know, with Swindon, we've had to stew on that disappointing result. So, yeah, we've kept the lads ticking over. They had a bit of time off over the weekend just passed, but all came back in on Monday, raring to go, and really, very much looking forward to this game because it's a competition we feel that we can progress, hopefully, and touch wood, we can be successful.
Was there any opportunity to arrange behind the scenes games or reserve games at all?
No, we didn't have any reserve games. We were actually going to play a practice match between ourselves, but we decided, you know, just with the chance of any injuries picking up, we decided to have two or three really good training sessions last week, but nothing beats playing on a Saturday, and we were really frustrated that we didn't have a game. But so, as I say, looking forward to this game leading up to the league game on Saturday.
You mentioned stewing on that result a little bit, but was there many positives you could take out of having some good training sessions?
Yeah, very much so. You know, I think we can get a lot out of that, and we're not too downhearted. Downhearted with the results of two of the last three games, but certainly not the performance. And I think the two performances, Swindon and Southend, we were a little bit aggrieved that we didn't manage to win at least one of the games. Felt disappointed to lose the two of them. So very much that we need to move on, and it's hopefully two home games coming up that we can get two victories.
And Cambridge then coming to Valley Parade, what are you expecting from Cambridge?
Well, I managed to nip down and see them on Sunday, and they turned in a really, really good performance, really impressive against Coventry. They've progressed and they've got themselves a home tie against Leeds United. So they've got a team that have had a difficult start to the season, but they've now strung together two or three victories, so confidence will be high in the Cambridge camp. And you know, we just know with Accrington situation, Accrington Stanley losing twice to them, certainly we know what to expect from League Two opposition.
And now into the knockout stages of the competition, how far ahead do you look? Are you mentioning Wembley a lot to the players? Are you taking it round by round? How do you approach?
Yeah, it will certainly be round by round, you know, but it just shows you what can happen. No, Barnsley were in the same position last year, where they had a difficult start to the season and managed to get to Wembley, win the competition and ultimately get promoted. So it just shows you what can be achieved. But I think it would be disrespectful to go any further than a difficult 90 minutes against a Cambridge side who'll come with loads of confidence.
Pulse 2 Match Day Live.